Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Batting third. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Merritt. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese strikes out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Quilici moves to third. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is called out on strikes. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar strikes out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva strikes out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese strikes out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Quilici hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Roseborough is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0 for 1 in the game. Merritt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal is called out on strikes. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Cardinal throws the ball into Fuller, who relays the ball to Alves, who tags Tovar trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holt strikes out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 2 in the game. Ulander hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Quilici strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt fires to first and picks off Brown. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardinal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roseborough strikes out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0 for 2 in the game. Merritt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sims strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuller hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Jim Holt. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-3 in the game. Olander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Allison now playing left field. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-2 in the game. Tiant hits a pop-up towards third. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-3 in the game. Alves is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-3 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harper. Reese reaches second base with a double. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Quilici bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Reese moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roseboro strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Jackie Hernandez. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0-for-3 in the game. Merritt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Clark now playing third base. Cesar Tovar now playing shortstop. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tovar. Johnson moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.